B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
5 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show. 97.5 The Fanatic. The 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Give your family their weekends back with a Husqvarna Automower from Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Check out the Automower in person at their showroom in Doylestown or online at paulbmoyer.com. All right, so the Flyers had a tough night last night. Lose the aisle. They can make a comeback a little bit, but they fall short. Not a good loss for the Flyers, but nothing that's going to hurt them because they lost a good team.
Yeah. They showed some fight, though. Second of a back-to-back, you get down 3-0. I thought they would pack it
in. They did show some fight.
Got back to 3-3, but they quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm looking. I'm in a bad streak right now, and I need, like, a sure money line winner in college basketball tonight.
This is why I think Nova's it. They're retiring a big jersey tonight.
Who are they retiring?
Archie's jersey tonight.
Oh, really? They're retiring Archie's?
At halftime. So as long as they keep it close.
I don't trust them.
Oh, you don't trust them?
No, because it's 5.5-point line based on Nova being really good at home. Marquette is a dangerous team.
They are.
I need an easier game than that. I think I got one.
All right, which game?
I think I got, I actually have two of them. Ohio State money line winner against Rutgers tonight.
Well, what's the line?
5.5.
Ohio State's favorite 5.5.
Yes.
In Ohio State?
Yes. Money line winner. I don't want to sweat out a point spread here with Rutgers.
All right.
I trust the Ohio State home game more than I trust the Nova home game.
I get you.
Are you feeling that one?
Well, Rutgers is tough, though.
They're sliding a little bit, though.
A little bit. And they're a little different on the road than they are here. Yeah,
I think I got to play the night, which is West Virginia home against Kansas tonight.
Kansas is very good.
West Virginia is a favorite in the game.
Really?
Yes. -2.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a lot.
That's the one I'm zeroed in on. The Mountaineers at home against Kansas.
That line is screaming.
Yes, it is.
Screaming.
However, last night, the line bit me that was screaming.
Yeah.
Penn State Purdue.
What's up with your squad with all those three-pointers? They're
not a three-point shooting team, and they made 10 threes in the first half. I saw the score in the first half. I go, oh, there's another loser. That's three losses in a row. Three money line losses in a row. So I need an easy night. So I think West Virginia, I'm going to spill the bucket on West Virginia, but Ohio State has a safety bet money line.
All right?
Let's go to Rob in South Jersey. Rob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob.
Mike, how about Pat Chambers and those Nittany Lions, man?
Somebody just emailed me and go, they're a Final Four team. Whoa, Hoss, on the Final Four. Stop it.
We can dream.
I get it.
I'll take a journey knowledge at the end. But the reason I called, Mike, I want to start this off by saying I am a 4-for-4 guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say first that you've said throughout your career on the Fanatic here that the Flyer fans are, they drink the Kool-Aid of ownership. And I completely agree with you as a fan.
In the past, they have. They've been trying to make a conscious effort to change that.
I think they, not even since Snyder's passing, but in the last couple of years, they've gone, they've got the younger players. They finally got a young goaltender. They're not quite there yet, but I think, they have something here for the future. But you have said, they drank the Kool-Aid and, they were so apologetic to the ownership. And you were right. My question to you is, how can you not say the same thing about Sixers fans right now?
What do you mean?
They are totally drinking the Kool-Aid. This team sucked for not one, not two, not four whole years. And they've won two playoff series. They're likely to go out first or second round again. They should be the Bucks. They should be the Lakers. They should be 45-7.
First of all, who's drinking the Kool-Aid right now? Well, I don't understand what the Kool-Aid means. Coming into the year, they were supposed to be a contender to win the East. So obviously, the Kool-Aid, if you're a contender, people drink the Kool-Aid.
Well, I guess, I mean, I'm not saying you specifically, but I mean, maybe I'm reading too much in the Twitterverse, but people after last night, oh, we're back, baby, we're 20-2 at home. Like,
listen, that's overreaction to a great game that they played. We're keeping it in the proper perspective here. We were running a poll.
Okay, only 50%
say they're feeling good. Nobody's feeling great.
Okay, I guess the reason I called, because yesterday you said the process has not been a failure. Yes, it has.
It hasn't been a failure. They got two star players they can build around.
Okay, but you and I could have did that.
No, you couldn't have. The only way they were going to do that is to go through the process and tank.
They got lucky, but what I'm trying to say is, but where is it going? If they don't get to the East Finals in a 10-year span...
I agree with you, but like right now, I don't understand what your beef is. The reason why people got on board with the Sixers is because they came into this year with a chance to win something.
Okay, my beef is I think they've reached their high watermark. I really have.
All right, well, you could be right. We will see. You could be right. But like
you don't rip them like you rip Flyer fans. So I guess what I was trying to say.
Sixer fans are engaged in a team that can actually win something. Flyers aren't going to win anything yet.
Are you serious?
But they have the ability. They were supposed to be one of the teams that could win.
They were.
Bro, listen. You sound a little jealous, which is frankly.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, it is. It's like unbecoming here.
All right, here's a general knowledge question for you.
This is the book question. I'm going to give you two books. You tell me the state in which these books are based on. All right. Here are the books. 50 Shades of Grey.
Washington.
Wow. Hold on a second. That's correct. 50 Shades of Grey and Twilight.
Yeah. Well, then.
How about that?
See?
I would have gotten that one.
I knew that.
Oh, you read 50 Shades of Grey.
I read both and Twilight.
Okay. There would be no reason for me to read 50 Shades of Grey.
I read neither.
Why?
Because it's a really, basically, a woman book, is it not? It's not a book a dude is going to get and read on a plane.
I mean, maybe.
Rob, I don't know.
Who did?
Rob was reading it.
Yeah, Rob read it.
Got Rob all hot and bothered.
Yeah, I did.
Talking about all kinds of stuff they was doing.
It's an interesting book, for sure.
I heard about the book because I talked with people who read it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really repeat a lot of that stuff on the air, though.
No.
They were doing some wild stuff at dinner tables and stuff.
I tried to read the sequel, but the main character ended up getting on my nerves, so I stopped the series.
And then they had how many other movies? Three movies?
I think there was two. I saw the movie, too.
See, I would have read that book and went, that's all they did?
I don't think you would have.
I bet my last dollar on that, Tyra.
I don't think you were doing this stuff. Mike, you were not. I mean, look, maybe he was. I don't know. Isn't there a caller next?
Yeah, because I hope you weren't doing some of this stuff.
Oh, my.
Polite company.
What? That's it? Well, now let's go to Vicente and last out. What's up, Vicente?
Hola, Mikey.
Hola, Vicente.
I dance as good as Juan, you know?
I'm sorry, what?
Just like Archie Bell did.
What do you think Archie Bell did, Rails?
Yes, I love that because it was Kenny Gamble and Huff, you know, Leon Huff.
That's correct.
The same guys who put the mother and father, sister and brother in Philadelphia, the Sound of Philadelphia.
That's right, the Sound of Philadelphia. You know your musical history of this area, man. I give you credit.
I love Harold Melvin, the Blue Notes.
Uh-huh.
Depending on that, you know, singing the Love I Lost and stuff like that.
The Love I Lost.
You know what? I think that song was inspired by Archie Bell's another song that says, Don't Let Love Get You Down.
Don't Let Love Get You Down. That's correct. That was actually one of their popular songs as well.
Correcto Mundo.
Correcto Mundo.
Well, I want to redeem myself from last week.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know Versace. Well, you know. But I want to tell you about the Sixers. I love yesterday's that JoJo changed the attitude. Embiid, you know, with Ben Simmons, and he made it more like Philadelphia love.
Yeah.
You know, he's supposed to. He's playing for Philly.
Correct.
And now what I wanted to ask you is... I don't know if you heard about Joe Girardi yesterday. He was talking about the brother man love that he has with his catcher. being himself a catcher for 15 years and a champion with the Yankees, you know, he knew JT Realmuto is the best catcher in the major league.
Yes, he is.
And then he described everything about the positive, you know, and the offensive, defensive. And then the other guy, Sanchez, from the Yankees, he's a catcher.
Gary Sanchez.
Complaining about it, that he's better.
Well, Gary Sanchez is a better offensive player, but he's not as good a defensive player.
But he made, like, over 18 mistakes, you know?
Yeah.
And he couldn't care less about what's going on behind the net and stuff like that.
Right.
So, anyway, that's my point, you know, that we got George Iriarte, and he lived, and he was working and playing as a catch. I saw him, actually, playing against the Atlanta Braves, and they won against Greg Maddux.
Yes.
In 1996. I was in the game 6 at Yankee Stadium.
That's awesome. All right, said that you want a general knowledge question, or you got to rush it?
Yes, but give me something that I
Well, I'm going to give you general knowledge. It's the general knowledge.
Okay.
Category. What type of bone do humans have 24 of?
Vertebrae? Like in the spine, you know?
Yep, that's incorrect. Sorry. Ribs.
Huh.
Is the correct answer. 24 ribs, each half.
Makes sense.
So I guess this you can afford to get some taken out like some of those people do.
Yes.
Because you have so many.
Right.
Well, I'm thinking if you had 4, they wouldn't be able to take one out.
Yeah. So you can survive without one or two.
They could probably, if you had 4, take one out. I mean, they take a kidney out, don't they? You only have one of those.
Man, like, let's say the rib case was the same size it is, but it was only like one, like 4 bones. They wouldn't be able to just take one.
Sure they would.
No, because then you'd be all hunched over. Because they would be really too. It'd be like a pair of really big
ones. The structure of the rib would be still there. They just would be like losing a picket fence. The fence stands, still stands up.
Yeah,
right? But it's the post that would be the
problem. But if you only have 4, they would only be post.
And the ribs come off a post, don't they?
Yeah, the sternum.
Snapped one off of them.
They're connected to your sternum.
Still be okay. You wouldn't slump down.
Still be good, huh?
That's why this is a sports radio.
610-632-0975. You can climb in right now. There's one open line. Steel in Ocean City. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steel!
Good afternoon,
What's
Michael?
Up, Steel?
Last night was a fine evening of television.
Yes,
you had the Sixers, you had the Flyers, and above all, you had Westminster.
You had what?
The dog show, man. You didn't.
Oh, yeah, the poodle one. I saw the poodle. That poodle was special.
The boxer and the one hound that was drooling all over the place.
Yeah, a Sheba actually made it into the field. I saw the Sheba.
What, the best of the show?
The Sheba Inu. No, but it was in the... I've never really seen a Sheba in the whatever category that is. I saw one in this year's show.
I think it was the working
The working class? Yeah, probably. It's a working, little working dog.
I get a kick out of the handlers. They're like... They're all frumpy and bumpy and...
It's their life, man. Their life is...
Talk about being geeked up. I love when they run around, they almost stumble and bumble and fall down.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yep.
That's funny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Mike, I'm frustrated. I called about this a couple times, but, you know, you got to help me out. If our boy, in my opinion, if Ben ever were to develop a jump shot, he would be the best player in the game, bar none. Giannis, Harden, Kawhi. He'd be Jordan-esque.
Well, that's what we've been talking about this whole time. He's got a game that can rival Giannis. I've been saying it from day one.
Better because he's a gazelle.
Yeah, he just doesn't have that Giannis, I want to be the best player on the floor every night mentality.
Why can't the all-stars just go up to him and say, this is how you do it? You know, he's at these all-star games.
Yeah, all-stars aren't going to, like, give advice to other stars.
I don't know.
It's like golfers don't give advice to other golfers.
Sure,
you know, you got your own game, you own it.
Sure they do.
No, they really
don't. Palisades this week. Another Riviera.
Well, yeah, that is, of course, designed by the guy that golf course I play.
Who's that, Tillinghast?
No, Thomas. All right, you want a general knowledge question?
Yeah, let me try one. Thank
here is this is the movie category. Oscar Best Actors. I'm going to give you the movie. You tell me the actor who won the Best Actor.
All right,
so let's go with 2009, Milk. Who won the Oscar for Best Actor for the movie Milk?
Was that Tom Hanks?
That was not Tom Hanks. That was Sean Penn. Won for Milk.
Very good actor.
Yeah, that dog show, by the way. I was working in New York. The dog show is at the Garden.
Yeah.
And so the dogs and their handlers were staying at a hotel across the street from the Garden.
Yeah.
And so they, like, stayed in the hotel with the handlers. So they had to walk the dogs to the Garden.
Across the street,
and the dogs were, like, superstars. They had, like, custom sweatsuits and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm on the street, and here comes the lady, and the dogs got, like, a wrap, like a sweatsuit wrap. Purina dog chow. Like, they're sponsored by, like, all these major dogs.
Yeah, probably because they were just freshly cut.
By the time they get to that, they've done all the shows.
Yes.
They don't just show up.
They have sponsors.
Yeah, because they start to get a buzz, certain dogs. Like, yeah.
It's like crazy.
Yeah, they have favorites. Like, people go in with, oh, this dog, why? Look out for the boxer. This one has done well. It's so weird.
Could you enter Shima?
No, she... First of all, Shima has a deformed toe.
Oh,
they take off of that, yeah.
Yeah, her nail's deformed because it was bit.
Oh, that's right.
And it grows sideways.
Yeah.
So the handler right away, she's imperfect.
Yeah.
She'd be out. But besides that, there's no way.
Are you going to run around?
The reason why you don't see many Shibas in dog shows is because they probably aren't well-behaved enough.
Right.
Right. Very stubborn.
They're stubborn and they're independent. So, like, you know, these handlers have them, like, they do it, whatever. The dogs do whatever they say.
Is there a rule that when you go to a dog show on TV, you have to have ran never once in your life before then, and you run for the first time?
They all look awkward.
They don't practice. It's like, what is that?
You have to do a mid-run.
No one ever looks like they used to be an athlete.
They don't train.
Well, why? Right.
The handlers don't train by running and coming up with your running form is what you're saying.
Right.
They look awkward.
Right.
Like Roy Hobbs' kid throwing the baseball in the natural at the end.
Right.
Where he was like
right.
that.
That's how. So
right. They run like.
Put on your nice church shoes and your slacks and practice in the house. Get a little try.
Practice the try.
Right. Get a little try.
I agree.
They look, every time I'm like, this is the first time they've ever ran. And they doing it on national TV.
I totally
practice
agree.
Practice your
But
your
you know
pace.
What's funny is the losers are so well behaved. Like, this is my dog and some judge is gone. I'll take this, and I'm the fifth and they pick four. I'd beat his ass there.
I'll you. Yes.
Which is why this is sports radio.
And
you guys aren't doctors or dog handlers.
I paid $9,900. I had to do all this.
What? What do you see those dogs?
Look how pretty this dog is. Swag. That's dog.
I worked 3 years to get this dog ready for the show. You do me like that?
Look at that tail.
Oh my God.
You picking that mangy mutt over there? Like I've caught make a scene in that joint.
Yeah, I know. I would
what
do
you
well.
Doing?
I think I'd do well.
No, but they're all well behaved. They're all like the perfect decor.
And the golf
it's
class.
It's like there's a movie. Christopher Guest did the
best
movie.
Yeah, Best of Show. That's great. Show. It's set in Philly.
With Jane Lynch.
Yeah, set in Philly.
Bob Balaban, all those guys. We're back after this. Mike Misinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Misinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
It's 5:31. Mike Masnelli Show. Let's get the final Twitter poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Springtime is not far away. So check out the Husqvarna Auto Mower at Paul B. Moyer and Sons. They're in Doylestown, or you can see them online at paulbmoyer.com. Natalie?
Thanks, Mike. Over 800 votes on today's poll. How do you feel going into the NBA All-Star break? 9% say great, 49% say good, 36% say mediocre, and 6% say bad. So everybody feels good.
Well, all right, it's better than mediocre, and it's not as good as great. So I'll take good. It's one game. I think that's the proper perspective for people, seeing one game like that. All right, by the way, you know, you esports people, if you want to learn how to be a real player now, in the esports world, all you have to do is come out to Nerd Street this Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Path to Pro Pep Rally. Nerd Street is 908 North 3rd Street, Northern Lib. If you're a fan of the Overwatch League and you think you or your kids have what it takes to be a gaming pro, this is the event for you. You have a chance to meet some esports executives from Nerd Street, World Gaming Network, and even some players from the Houston Outlaws and the Philadelphia Fusion. So that's the Path to Pro Pep Rally. It's this Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. at Nerd Street, 908 North 3rd Street, Northern Lib. The event's free, so I'll see you there. All right, let's go. Tom in Chesterfield. Tom, what's up, buddy?
Hey, first time calling in, long-time listener.
Thanks, buddy.
Big time Sixers fan.
Mm-hmm.
By far, last night's game, the best game of the year.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And certainly the coach acknowledged that, too. The best game that those two have played together, which is important.
Best game by far. And I look at this, I'm in an investment world, so I look at this as a stock. They come into the season, new IPO, new employees, moves. It's got to work. I'm not buying yet. I'm not buying. Last night, I'm buying. I'm all in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the early adopter. I'm buying in at the bottom. The bottom happened with those four road losses. I'm buying in now.
Okay.
Brett Brown, I give him 100% credit for last night, what he did.
Yep.
And I think if the people out there that know basketball and coaching, if you notice, Brett Brown really doesn't allude to, oh, this is the best lineup. This is the greatest. This is that. This is this.
Mm-hmm.
He understands patience, and he killed it last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the Sixers in the under last night, by the way. And, and when Tobias Harris, you know when you're watching a game and you just feel it, when Tobias Harris was in there, takes it from the top and just willed him way in and say, everyone just get out of the way,
mm-hmm.
and had that emphatic dunk.
Right.
My hair stood up on my arms. I said, I got this.
That was a great, I didn't know he had that. I really didn't. I mean, he was in the air when Iron got it.
If people that watch, if you watch, I used to watch basketball all over the country, mm-hmm. league pass. That's the guy we were supposed to sign. That's the guy we need. And I think with the line of change, that's why I credit Brett Brown.
Right.
Putting Horford on the bench. And I looked at this, like I said, from the investment standpoint. Okay, Horford, you know what? We're going to change the bench. You're going to take care of the second shift, okay? You take care of those guys. You manage them. You come in with those guys. Gives a chance for Embiid to go out, come in, spaces the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody played at their full potential last night.
Yep.
The firepower from Richardson. When someone wasn't hot, someone stepped up. When someone was cold, you know, Embiid would step up on defense. That block, the combined effort, the chemistry was by far the best. So I'm going to say this now. I like what I saw, and my totally sold the road. The road worries me the most when they go on the road.
Uh-huh.
But I think they lose no more than than four games when they come back from the All-Star break.
Hmm.
I think, and I'll tell you, and the reason I say that, because if Brett, you know, after that game last night, if they go into the locker room and he sits them down and they say, look, guys, look what we did. Look at the changes. Look at the sacrifices we did all season trying to figure this out. What did you guys see? Mm-hmm. You know, a good coach is going to throw questions at the players and say, what did you see? Why did it work? Okay? Mm-hmm. Take all the noise out. Take all the negativity out.
Well, listen, four games the rest of the year? Four losses?
I have to look at it. That, it's possible, but it's not probable.
Well, let's just take a quick look here. Four losses. Let's look at a quick schedule look.
All right.
So, all right. Hold on a second. Give me a little patience. Sorry.
Here we go.
All right. So, Nets
home. That's a win
at Milwaukee.
See, I think they match up well with the Bucks. I think they can win that game, but that doesn't look. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do think they can win that game. I do think they match up well with the Bucks.
Yeah, that's a loss. Right. Atlanta home.
Win. In revenge.
At Cleveland.
Win.
Knicks.
Win.
At the Clippers.
Loss.
And revenge, too.
Yeah.
At the Lakers.
See, that depends on, they're doing load management stuff, but I'll give them a loss.
At Sacra Tomato.
Win.
At Golden State.
Win.
Detroit.
Win.
Indiana home.
In revenge, win.
Wizards home.
Win.
Raptors at home.
That would also be a revenge game. At home. Win.
At Charlotte.
Win.
Oh, my God. So you rattled off seven in a row there. Yeah, do you think this team can win seven?
I think they can with that schedule.
All right. Atlanta.
Win.
That's eight in a row. At Minnesota.
Win.
Nine in a row at Chicago.
Win.
10 in a row. You got to win a 10 in a row.
Yep.
Phoenix at home.
Win.
11 in a row. Portland at home.
Loss.
Ooh, they lose at home to Portland?
Yeah.
Houston at home.
Then they come back with a win. That team's going too small.
At the Wizards.
Win.
Milwaukee at home.
If they win the first one, they lose. They're going to split the next two, is my point.
All right, so that's a loss then.
Because I haven't winning the other one.
All right. Orlando.
Win.
Wait a minute. I screwed up. Orlando walk. At San Antonio.
Loss.
Really?
Yeah, they're still going to struggle. They're still going to struggle.
At New Orleans.
Win.
At Memphis.
Win.
Revenge.
Yeah, still.
Charlotte.
Win.
1, 2, 3, 4. You only have five losses the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think it's possible. I think that schedule.
You're talking about them. They're catching the heat if they do that. You won 11 in a row.
Yeah, and another reason why they're going to lose to Portland, that'll be the fourth game in 6 days all on the road. That's a stone loss, too.
Yeah, I don't think they win 11 in a row.
I think that's in them. They had that a couple years ago with Bellinelli and them.
Yeah,
you get reinforcements after the All-Star break, you go on a run. I don't think this team's dead yet.
That's a pound of tofu, I'm betting you.
Boom.
On that. Sam in Glassboro, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Sam.
Hey, everybody. First thing, I just want to say, I think our expectations of the team, sometimes we can get a little bit unreasonable. I love what they're doing. They're a young team still, you know. Ben and JoJo, what, 5 years total combined experience?
Mm-hmm.
That's less than Giannis has total. Like, he's been in the league for 7 years. It's mm-hmm. kind of unprecedented for any team to be finals winners with their two best players being that young.
So I get it, but I'm not factoring that in. That means nothing to me.
I'm just giving them time. I'm giving them time. I'm letting them.
Yeah, I'm not. All right. This year, you're giving them time, and you're giving them an excuse not to play for the Eastern Conference Championship.
I've been all the way like.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about they're going to be young and they're going to be good. I'm factoring right now at this moment, can they win the East?
No.
All right. Well, then that's not good. That's not good.
I'm sorry. No, let me. I'm gonna pull a page out of Tyrone's book because he just said it, and I say it, and I love it. Is it possible? Yes. Is it probable? No. But I still think it's possible. I want them to. It's the youth factor.
I got you. Now, if they play for the Eastern Conference Championship and they lose to Milwaukee, Milwaukee's a better team, I can handle that. But I can't handle anything where they don't get to that plateau. So
it's continuously, you know, improving, getting better, and you know. But I just think that if you look at the precedent that's been set over the years in the NBA.
All right, let me get to your general knowledge question here, bro. We're running out of time.
Oh,
all right, okay. There it is. U.S. states by clue. All right, okay. So I'm going to give you a clue on what the state is known for or what it, a feature. You got to give me a state. All right, this state is home to Yale University.
Yale is in Connecticut?
That's correct. New Haven, Connecticut. Last qualifier of the day. Break, sound off, coming your way.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
After this,
time for you to sound off. Sound
off. You got a beef with me? What is it? The hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. First of all, congratulations. Our winner, the ticket, Sam Hassan. He wins a pair of tickets to see Incubus on Sunday, August 23rd. Also, where it wins a pair of tickets to see Tim McGraw and Luke Combs at the Citizens Bank Park on Saturday, September 12th, courtesy of our friends at Testa North America, the choice of HVAC techs. Okay, let's go sound off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in. You got something to say? Hit us up. Let's roll it.
This is the type of 76ers team that we need to see game in and game out. When they commit to getting the ball inside, they are that elite team. They pounded them out inside. They outscored them by over 20 points. And they're not jacking up all them threes, man.
Yeah, they had a much smoother flow. They were engaged. Defensive closeouts were I don't know. Maybe they say this is a game for the All-Star break. Let's let it hang out. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. This is the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame calling. We are going to suspend operations on the Furkan Korkmaz wing of the building. So, again, just wanted to let you know that we're going to suspend the operations.
The people just hated the fact that he looked the way he did last night because they lost. They lost their edge on me, Tyrone.
They
lost the edge.
I asked people last night, hey, would you ride with him the rest of this game? He's struggling. Most people were like, no. A couple people though were like, you and Mikey Mitch just hate him. I'm just asking a question.
I didn't say one word about him. People were inquiring to me. I wasn't going to like throw dirt on him. But people were going, well, how about that quirk button? You know, I just replied to people last night.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like Joe and Ben played together nicely in the sandbox last night. Not only that, after the game, their little handshake and bro chest tap kind of thing looked a little warm and fuzzy.
You see, I noticed that too. Ben making, I think Joe didn't want it. Ben forced it. And Ben gave it up and they, you know, pat each other. It was a chest pat.
That's a weird thing about human nature. It's hard to be mean to a person who's being nice to you, like to your face. It's hard to do.
It's exactly right.
The only time that Cork Moss stood out tonight was when he airballed that three, when that pass from the bend hit him in the chest, and when he was getting torched on defense. Seems like for every three-pointer he hits, there are four or five plays where he looks completely lost.
I'm not going to say another word about him. Except when he plays this the bend. He didn't play with Steven last night.
Can't play the drop after you get zero points.
No.
Can't do it.
He didn't play with Steven.
As far as Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons is concerned, I don't know if they like each other or they don't. It's probably more Ben than anything, because Ben does seem to be a little standoffish. As long as they can play well together, they can play together for another 10 years. Mm-hmm. The reason that Shaq and Kobe couldn't play together is because Kobe was tired of Shaq always coming in out of shape. Maybe that's Ben's issue with Joel Embiid.
And I tell him Embiid, I have an issue with Ben. All right, so they both have issues with each other that are legit.
On Monday, I called for Brett's head, but I really liked how he brought Horford off the bench. That might have been his first strong coach move all year.
One win over the Clippers at home, and he's Red Auerbach. I love it!
And people, they hate Al Horford. Like, they hate Al Horford. So you bitch that bum Horford, and now you're a great coach. Like, they hate Horford.
Yeah, they do.
I am sick and tired of everyone downing the fan. Yeah, I am entitled. I'm entitled to critique any product I am paying for. So I am entitled to critique him. Get over it.
You're absolutely right. I this fan thing, I understand where fans are coming from. And again, fans are fans. They react. They knee-jerk react. They have impetus that triggers this, where they react. They don't analyze.
I'm tired of coddling these overpaid stiffs and Embiid and Simmons. All those drama queens. It's disgraceful. Trade them for the best deal you can, and let's move on.
There it is. Cold area hate surfacing again.
But today?
Well, yeah, he couldn't have seen the game last night. That's my man from up north. Yeah. He couldn't have watched the game last night.
I don't know if Michael Rubin and the ownership group is going to allow it, but I think this summer they got to move ahead, start building this team around Ben Simmons, and get Joel Embiid out of here. I find it hard to believe that his antics is not causing issues within the locker room. Anybody who comes in with horrible body language, being overall negative, it brings you down and it affects your work. I think he has to go, man.
Was this 2 days ago, these last two calls?
I don't know.
Like, you could have made these calls after last night's game.
Maybe they don't.
Right? Michael Rubin and the ownership group, I'm glad to hear I wonder how Josh Harris felt about that comment. Michael Rubin owns a small piece, like Hyman Roth cut in The Godfather 2. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic Same Day Joint Replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like
water gluten.
Because I don't like
then break it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good morning. See you later.
I want everybody to enjoy your cake. So, enjoy. That was Sound Off. Coming up, Devon Givens and then Joe Torti right here on 97.5 The Fanatic on TV. Stay tuned on NBC Sports Philly for Quick Slants. Great day, everybody. Thanks for participating, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.